episode 195, Embrace Your Journey.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Come on in. I'm so excited that you're here. It's time to chat. Girl time. Are you ready to get some girl time on? Okay, and guys, you know what? I love you too. If you're listening, you are more than welcome to, but know that definitely this is something that we really focus on regarding moms here, because moms need a lot of support. I don't know about you, but I know I do, and I very much appreciate it. I'm excited that you are here. Thank you so much for just taking the time. You guys are sending such sweet notes, and I really appreciate that outreach. And I'm going to be outreaching a little bit more. Expect some surprises around the corner. I'm going to have a bonus episode in regards to something that we're going to start trying that's going to allow you to really interact with me even more than our Facebook page. I'm so excited. Yes, I am. Okay, but before any of that, we just have to jump right on in. I don't know about you, but there are times that I just need a ray of hope. Just that beautiful, glorious rainbow with the bright, vibrant colors. Because there are times and moments in my life, in my day that go by, and I'm like, really? How? Why is this happening? What? Oh my goodness. You know the questions that you ask, and you wonder how you can continue going on, yet somehow we do. Today, it's all about embracing your journey. You know, many times we let good and bad moments just float by with little to no regard for them. Living life is simply doing the habits. Those habits could be good or bad too, that we've created over the years. Is that a life that you desire to live? I mean, think about it. Do you just kind of want to float? I mean, okay, so growing up, I can remember we used to live on the lake many, 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 many moons ago. Yes, I know, dating myself again. But that's when we actually had the rafts that would float out there. And it was crazy because I was in elementary school. I was between the age, I was probably fourth and fifth grade at this point. And we would swim out there and we would play all sorts of things. We would jump off of it. It would be base. We would play like these weird, water type, extraordinarily awesome, you know, not like you're playing house, but sort of, but you're living in the water and it's just weird. We did all that with this raft, you know, and I can remember at times when I would start at the shore and have to swim out, and there would be days that I was just flat out tired. I was exhausted for whatever reason. I mean, I was a kid, right? I mean, seriously. But for whatever reason, maybe I stayed up too late or we played, whatever the case may be. I was just tired. I didn't think I could make it to that big raft out there that sat there and floated always in the water. But once when I got on there, it was like, oh my goodness, now I can just relax. I can chill. I don't have to worry about anything. And the big boats would drive by, the speed boats, you know, and it would create those waves and we would just ride them. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I don't have to like actually move my body. I can just sit here. I can lay here. Sometimes that's how we do life, ladies. And I don't know if that's the life you desire, but for me, I know that's not the life I desire. Now, as a kid, once in a while, just hanging out, oh, it's fun. As an adult, once in a while, just hanging out, it's a blast. But for my day-to-day, everyday moments, no. So today, I encourage you to embrace your journey. In your journey, you are never guaranteed only good things will happen, right? We're going to have bad things happen too. Okay, whether you want to call them accidents, circumstances, whatever the case may be, it's not all good, but it's definitely not all bad. But what we do need to work on is embracing the journey. That's what we need to do. I looked up the word embrace, and it gave two definitions. One was hold someone close in one's arm. So that kind of makes sense, right? You embrace your husband. You embrace your children, right? Your loved ones, your friends. The second one was accept or support something like a belief, a theory, a change, a journey, willingly and enthusiastically. I love that. Willingly and enthusiastically. Sometimes we are our worst enemy. We are. You beat yourself up more. You let your negative thoughts just come on in and eat at you, pull you back, chain you down. Instead of going, yeah, well, maybe I screwed up there, but guess what? I'm going to learn from this and I am going to grow from it. And as I grow, man, I'm going to be all in. Interesting. My children were, they went to go visit the Grant with grandma. Grandma came up for a few days and then grandma said, I'm going to take him back. And I'm like, yes. Oh no, I didn't celebrate that. Of course I miss them, but it is nice. It is great to have your children have a relationship with their grandparents. I totally believe that. I had a very, very close relationship with my grandparents. And I treasure that. I absolutely, positively treasure that. And so for them to be able to go for a few days with grandma, it was awesome. And so as I was telling them goodbye and I love you, you know, all the things that you say to your children. And of course, I had to say, now, please use your manners. You know, you have to throw that one in every once in a while too. And then I said, be sure to enjoy your time. And the littlest one pipes in and says, hey, mom, be present. And I was like, yes, he got it. Be present. That's what it is. And it was great for him to throw that back at me because I know he's listening. Of course, you all have heard him on a couple of these episodes with me. And he absolutely loves it. But my children are learning the same thing. And praise the Lord that they're learning at a very early age in life to be present in the moment. Embrace your journey, good or bad. Now, of course, they saw this as a road trip. That was their journey. They're not looking at their whole life, right? We as an adult, we can see things differently. Mom's got, whoa, we've got amazing vision, right? We can see behind, next to, above us, below us. I mean, we've got beyond Superman vision, okay? I love that about us. We have got, X-ray, side ray, all ray vision for moms. But to have the kids say that and to really come back and say, yeah, mom, it's about being present. That just totally, totally touched my heart. As we grow and go through life, it's important that you embrace your journey. I got to give a shout out to Wendy. Wendy is a part of our family here, our momhood, okay, our motherhood, and she has done exactly that. She has embraced her journey. And today we celebrate her. I'm totally ecstatic about it because she was given the most prestigious award within her profession. And oh, I mean, it brought absolutely tears of joy to me. I think I literally cried probably 3 or 4 times. One was when I was working out. Man, when I work out, it's all. I mean, come on, I call God dude when I work out. You know, so it's anything goes when I am in my moment of just kind of releasing it. And it's amazing, though, that she didn't have all good that happened through her journey to get where she is today. She had a lot of heartaches. She went through a lot of major valleys and mountains, but now she is standing tall and she's embracing her journey. She has from the beginning, and now she's actually able to enjoy the ride and the view from the mountaintop. Now, all of us don't always see and have a mountaintop every single day. And our mountaintops are different, right? So don't compare your mountaintop to your best friend's mountaintop. It doesn't work that way. You are on your own journey. And that's why it's important to embrace your journey. Don't worry about somebody else's. And in fact, that's why we got to give a shout out to Wendy, because that's what she's doing. We are to love and lift her up and celebrate her. Not sitting here saying, well, gosh, I wish I would have gotten my highest prestigious award in my profession. You know, I'm really good. Why did she get it? You know, what was it? No, that's not what we do. But it's unfortunate that our human nature tends to do that, which then drags us down in our life. Remember, we have never been told that only good things are going to happen to us. Bad things are going to happen. Why? Because we're here on earth. But I can promise you that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. We talked about that. Romans 8:28. Go back to episode 193, Mess Ups to Bless Ups. That was just a recent one, about two back. You can listen to that. I want you to embrace your journey. Leave the excuses, because no matter where your journey takes you, embrace it. Live it with gratitude. That's a life worth living. And it really does cut down on the stresses. We have enough stress. Why add in more, right? We don't need it. Let the positive energy flow to all areas within your life. Embrace your journey. Amplify your life. Be present. Be incredible. You know what? Now go be you. I love you so very much. Go embrace your journey. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.